This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Today is the last day to submit testimony to the Michigan Attorney General's office regarding Line 5. That's the oil pipeline that crosses the Straits of Mackinac, the waterway connecting Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. That pipeline is 63 years old. It's owned and operated by Enbridge, a Canadian company. You might recall, Enbridge is the company that owns the pipeline that spilled more than 800,000 gallons of crude oil into the Kalamazoo River, the nation's largest inland oil spill to date. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has visited the pipeline at the Straits of Mackinac. He's obtained video of inspections inside the pipeline, gotten government documents about it through the Freedom of Information Act, and published all of that information on Michigan Radio's website. So let's start with the basics. If Line 5 began leaking, I've seen projections that show oil polluting large areas of both Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. How safe is that line?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question. We don't really know.
Tens of millions.
Tens of millions, right. So, I mean, we really rely on the company here for that kind of information. And the company, when you ask them, will tell you it is safe.
Well, we've been asking for some documents for some time, some raw data rather than just summaries. And you've got an expanded summary a while ago. I guess you've been busy with other things.
Yeah, there's the Flint water story that's been happening, but yeah.
But you've taken a preliminary look at what this Enbridge report says that we've been asking for more than a half year.
Yeah. So about a year and a half ago, I was out there, and the company's more than willing to, you know, show you the straits, show you their divers down underwater working on anchoring that pipeline. But at that point, a year and a half ago, they stopped short of sharing their inline inspection tool data. These are the tools that run through the pipeline. Think of your bank where you put that pneumatic tube in and you get your money back. It's like that.
Except with TV cameras and so forth, right?
Yeah, with high-tech stuff, and it tells them what the condition of that pipeline is. When I asked for that information, they stopped short. And when I asked the federal government for that data, they also said they just didn't have it. So we continually ask Enbridge, when are they going to tell us what these tools show? They finally did release this summary report of what those tools show, and I just printed it out today. They said they released it late last year. One of the things, and just a preliminary read of this, says there is a part, the deepest corroded area. So the pipelines, think about the pipelines, they're almost an inch thick, 0.8 inches thick. They found one area where 26% of that pipeline had been corroded.
26%?
Yeah.
More than a quarter of the pipe has been corroded away.
At least in this report that I'm reading here, in a 7.3-inch long section of the pipeline.
Is that allowed under federal guidelines?
They say it's well within the safety limit for this pipeline that doesn't require repair at that length. So you may ask the company about that.
I definitely will. 26% of the pipeline wall has been corroded away, and they don't have to fix that. It's still within the limits. Okay.
Right. One area of the pipeline. They say that, you know, the tool ran through both sections of pipeline.
Because there are actually two pipelines,
right,
of Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac.
Exactly. And they found 9 what they call metal loss corrosion features, and one of them here, the deepest, was 26%.
The Attorney General has been suggesting the use of Line 5 ought to end at some time. Enbridge insists it's well-maintained and safe and apparently still within federal guidelines. Environmentalists are really skeptical because the cost could mean a lot. What do we still need to know to have some reassurance that this is safe, or is there no reassurance that people will accept and we just need to find a different way to transport that oil?
Yeah, I think times have changed. I think we don't like the idea of oil going through this area of the Great Lakes. One expert I talked to said, you know, this is beyond a high-risk area. This is one of the crown jewels of Michigan. Public sentiment certainly, you know, Schutte has said this pipeline would never be allowed to be built today.
Attorney General Schutte.
Yeah, I agree with him. I think back in the 1950s, it was a different time. The question is, the company says the pipeline is safe now. Is it really safe? We have to trust them, but we need independent verification of that, and that's one thing people are calling for.
Mark Brush leads the online news team for Michigan Radio and covered environmental issues for the Environment Report for more than a decade. Thanks for coming in and explaining this to us.
You're welcome.
Joining us now is Jason Mansham, who's a spokesperson for Enbridge Incorporated. I don't think it would overstate it to say a lot of people in Michigan are really worried they're going to see a pipeline break and oil spill like happened in 2010 near the Kalamazoo River, except this time it will be directly into Lakes Michigan and Huron. What have you found regarding corrosion problems with Line 5?
When you look at the energy infrastructure in the state, you know, Enbridge has 4 crude oil pipelines. And, of course, the one near the Kalamazoo River that ruptured in 2010 is one of those 4. And, of course, now we're talking about a pipeline that crosses the Straits of Mackinac that delivers light crude oil and natural gas liquids to and through the state. But on all of these pipelines in the state of Michigan, it's important to know how you operate, maintain, and monitor those lines on a 24/7 basis. And Line 5 in the Straits of Mackinac is no different. In fact, that particular pipeline is the most monitored and inspected line in our entire North American system because of where it is. And so when you look at how we inspect it, you know, we do it from the inside out, meaning, you know, we have tools that run on the inside of the pipe that take thousands of computer images using the latest MRI-like technology. And they're looking for things like cracks, dents, buckles, and corrosion. And then on the outside of the pipe, we do that through a team of professional divers and underwater vehicles.
Well, let's talk about some of that monitoring, because Michigan Radio's Mark Brush just explained to us that Enbridge found 9 corrosion points. The worst one had reduced the pipeline wall by 26%. Now, these are your numbers. That sounds like a real concern. Will you be repairing that?
Yeah, so what Mark was referring to is the results of our inspection data. You know, we have heard many people across the state ask to see what the data looks like. And so late last year, we began issuing some of that inspection data on our website, which is just enbridge.com/line5. And that's what Mark has seen. And so when you look at the twin lines that cross the Straits of Mackinac, they're 220-inch diameter lines. You will see on one of those lines, some areas that you mentioned that we are monitoring. Now, that said, none of those areas, the 9 areas, hit the threshold to do a repair or replacement. The criteria there is not at that point.
If eating a quarter of the way through the wall is not the point, what is the point that you have to repair it?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know what that actual criteria number is myself personally. I'm not sure.
Well, I do. It's 51%, but it seems that's ludicrous. It's a federal regulation, I realize. But if it's at 26% eaten through the pipe, why wouldn't you fix that?
You have to look at the entire health or fitness of the line. And when you look at where some of those areas are that may come up on an indicator, on a tool, what you end up doing is you monitor that with every tool run to see if over time there's any sort of a change. And what you end up doing is you lay data on top of data to see if it's changing. And if so, you know, to what degree it might be changing. And with those areas, there actually isn't any changes happening, meaning it's staying virtually the same as it is now.
So you've known that it's been corroded by about 26% for some time.
I don't know how far back that particular data goes, not being in operations. But again, you know, what you're doing is you're basically laying new data on top of old to make any comparisons.
I understand that you're looking for changes. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if this has been changing or whether this has been like this for a long time.
You know, I don't know how long those particular indicators have been there.
These pipelines were to be tested at 1,700 PSI and operated at 600 pounds per square inch. Your company says they operate at about 150 to 200 pounds per square inch. Why so little? I mean, you make your money by getting as much oil through these pipelines as possible, and yet you've got this reduced pounds per square inch. Are you worried about something, like pressure is too great for the pipes at their age?
No. What you don't want to do is confuse operating pressure with capacity. So Line 5's capacity, the volume in which it can move, is up to 540,000 barrels a day. And we are currently operating at or near capacity on a day-to-day basis. But we can operate at that full capacity with a very low operating pressure. So you're right, when you test it, you always test the pipeline at a much higher rate, pounds per square inch, than you will ever operate it. And so it was tested at 1,700 pounds per square inch. The maximum allowable limit that we could operate it is 1,200 pounds per square inch. on a day-to-day basis, Line 5 in its entirety is generally between 0 and 300 pounds per square inch. But you're right, at the Straits of Mackinac, averaging right around 100 PSI, significantly less. And part of that reason is the nature of the design. That's why you have two twin lines there. It's just one more way you can help ensure the longevity and the fitness for service over time. But that doesn't mean there's any indicator that there's an issue there. It's just another safety measure.
It appears Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette has taken up the very future of Line 5. As he puts it, Line 5's days are numbered. What has been Enbridge's response or reaction to the AG's request for experts to analyze Line 5?
You know, we've been working with the state-appointed task force since its inception a couple of years ago. And as you know, last summer, when the task force issued their 14 recommendations, four of them were specific to Line 5. And out of that came an advisory board. And the advisory board, of course, is represented by members of various entities and industries. And Enbridge is one of those entities on that advisory board. And what the board is doing right now is taking those recommendations and vetting them through. So at the end of this process, the task force will have the next steps that they can present to the governor. And so what the advisory board is looking at right now are the recommendations of a risk analysis and an alternatives analysis. And the alternatives analysis in particular would involve finding an independent, credible third party to review any and all alternatives to Line 5 and then come out with its findings at that point. And the recommendations could be anything from replacing the line using existing pipelines, you know, other infrastructure, using other vehicles like barge on the Great Lakes, freighter, trucks, rail, or it could be status quo, leaving everything as it is. But that's what the advisory board is looking at right now, and we're in full support of this state-led process.
So for the time being, Enbridge is keeping this 63-year-old pipeline operating in the Straits of Mackinac because it's cheaper, you don't have an obvious alternative, it keeps Enbridge competitive with other pipeline companies. You might have concerns about your stock price, I suppose, but I think the concerns of the 40 million people who get their drinking water from the Great Lakes and the people who depend on the $4 billion sports fishing industry might think their concerns take priority. So why should we put faith that Enbridge is doing all that it can, that it's waiting for reports, it's waiting for a concession, it's waiting for alternatives to be named? Why not do something now because of these greater concerns?
You know, it's the balance that you have to have between obviously protecting the natural environment, but also delivering safely and reliably the energy that we use as Michigan residents on a day-to-day.
Yeah, but most of that energy is passed through the state. We're not benefiting from it. It's going somewhere else.
Actually, on the contrary to that, the natural gas liquids that we move on that pipeline end up heating 85 out of every 100 homes in northern Michigan, including the Upper Peninsula. And then even downstate, where it exits near the St. Clair River, it goes to feed refineries in the lower portion of Michigan. In the crude oil, about 30% of everything we move exits, again, downstate near Marysville to serve directly into the Detroit area refineries, predominantly the Marathon refinery here in Michigan. And on top of that, Line 5 also picks up Michigan crude from the Kalkaska, Michigan area. It enters our system at Lewiston from another pipeline, and so we can feed Michigan crude downstate to the Detroit area and then beyond. But it plays a crucial role in the energy that we rely on each and every day. So again, it's making sure that you can safely and reliably operate that to bring us the energy that we need and do so in a way that protects people and the environment.
I'd like to see those numbers because I'd like to stand corrected on that. So if you can send those to me, that would be great. The bottom line is the pipeline is going to be in place for a while. You're looking at these different studies. I'm just wondering what kind of timeline before a decision about Line 5 is going to be made and when Enbridge plans to replace it because it can't last forever.
You're right. Pipelines, if they're properly maintained and monitored, can have extraordinarily long lives. But not all pipelines are created equal either. Some can last far longer than others. You know, Line 5 in particular was in much better shape than the original Line 6B. And that's the one that you mentioned earlier that ruptured near the Kalamazoo. Even though the Line 6B was newer by about 10 to 12 years, it wasn't maintaining its fitness for service nearly as well. It required much more maintenance. And that's one of two reasons why it was replaced, actually. But Line 5 doesn't meet any of those indicators. So to your question of a plan to replace it, as a pipeline owner and operator, of course, we have a plan to eventually replace any pipeline that we operate. In fact, we have replacement projects going on in other parts of the United States as we speak. But again, how you come to that conclusion is looking at the kind of the key performance indicators for things like corrosion, which might mean thinning of the walls, cracks, buckles, any corrosion, things of that nature. And you get to a point where when you start to see these indicators get to a certain level, that's when you have to make the decision, does it require extensive repairs in these areas, or does it require complete replacement? That's the criteria that we saw on Line 6B downstate. But at this time, we're not seeing it anywhere along Line 5 at the Straits or otherwise. But again, I can't overemphasize that point that if and when that time comes, that's when you begin the plans to make a move to replace or repair.
Jason Mancham is a spokesperson for Enbridge Incorporated, which operates the oil pipeline called Line 5 under the Straits of Mackinac. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.